How are you guys? It's Phil Hendry here with today's BSP Classic Hour. And as you know, these hours don't really come out to an hour because we remove all the commercial content. Sometimes at the max, they're 38 minutes, I think, something like that. This particular BSP Classic Hour comes in at around 20 minutes. It's short because this is a post-9/11 BSP Classic Hour. And it was around the end of September of 2001 when we started to kind of kick back into the comedy. But we were still devoting like a half hour of each hour to news talk and the events that were surrounding the tragedy, the horror of 9/11. But we did begin to kick back into the comedy. And this is one of those days. This is around, I think, the last week in September when, after a half hour of sort of getting people up to speed on what was going on in the world, Ted Bell visited. And Ted Bell was having a problem at LAX because all of these security measures that were being implemented at airports all over the world, they were affecting Ted. He couldn't get his bag to the terminal because they didn't allow his chauffeur to bring his bag. And Ted wasn't going to carry the bag himself. I think I got that right. Something along those lines. Ted finds all of this security very inconvenient. Let's listen to Ted Bell from September of 2001, trying to get his bag, trying to get his chauffeur, trying to get his driver, trying to get his entitled life into LAX post 9/11.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, Ted, you like his music?
Yeah.
All right, Ted Bell is with us. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Tell me what happened to you. You were coming back, or you wanted to go to Dallas on Sunday.
Yeah, United Airlines. I take a town car to the airport. I take sometimes a town car, sometimes Tim Neaton drives me in a limousine. The security at LAX does not allow you to stop the limousine and for your driver to assist you with the bags. And so I decided not to take the plane because I found out that they could also not pick you up and help the bags from the baggage claim.
Your driver generally, you drive a limousine?
Well, some of us, Phil, because I'm on the phone constantly and conducting business. If you're in the world of business, one of the things that is your best friend is a cell phone. I am constantly on a cell phone contacting people, letting them know that I'm on my way, letting them know that I've just left. A variety of different things.
And letting them know that you just left.
Well, I'm always on the phone, and so I don't have the time to take the bags. And
all right, so the problem that you had at LAX, which, by the way, the new security measures at Los Angeles International Airport say that you cannot drive your own car. You must park and then be transported in there. And if you take a limousine or a town car, the guy can't help you with the bags.
No, my driver, Timmy Neaton, has always helped me with my bags. And all of a sudden, this cop says to me, some cop says, you can't stop here and unload these bags. You can dump him off and go. Now, I'm Ted Bell. I own a restaurant in Beverly Hills called Ted's of Beverly Hills. We were the first to wrap tinfoil around baked potatoes. We were also the first to put two forks at the place setting, not just one. One is for vegetables and salad. The other is for eating meat. We've made a lot of innovations as a result of my successful man. Why am I not allowed to have my bags carried to baggage claim or to be carried to the front desk? I've never stood in line for a ticket in my life. They were always taken to the gate. So a lot of it...
Well, Ted, a lot of things have changed since September the 11th. A lot of security has been in place at the airports. Okay?
I understand for most people, but...
Why can't you take your own bags to the gate? Why can't you pick your bags up?
Let me tell you why. Because I think this goes to the heart of what we're talking about. First of all, Phil, ordinarily what I do is I go to the first-class lounge, I wait for them to call a flight.
And now, what is the first-class lounge?
That's somewhere that...
Is that a separate place where people...
Yeah, that is a separate place where people who have a first-class ticket can sit. And you have a cup of coffee, and it's a nice place so you can get away from all of the other people that those gates are turning. It's like you're... If we're talking about going to war with Afghanistan, sometimes you go to a gate at LAX, you think you're in Afghanistan. So this is a way where...
Okay, so you can sit away from people.
Right.
So what has that got to do with you carrying your own bags?
All right, I'm going to tell you. When you walk into the first-class lounge and the other business people in there see that you've been sweating They are on you like hyenas, and they will disembowel you, and they literally will rip your guts out in terms of business. If they see you've been sweating, they will pounce, and they will take the very balls right out of your gut. And I can tell you, Phil...
Well, what is this, in business?
Exactly. It shows weakness. Now, I don't sweat for anything or anybody. I sweat when I play racquetball. I sweat two times a week when I play tennis over at Rancho Park. And occasionally I'll perspire when I'm golfing, but I do have a caddy there. I do have something cold to drink. But I don't sweat for anyone. And when they make me take my bags and take them to the gate or pull them off of a carousel, a baggage carousel, I can tell you, Phil, that this goes to the very heart of what is hurting business in America. I'm on the phone. I'm Ted Bell. And I'm on the phone.
You don't want to have to... You don't want, in other words, to have to carry your own bags.
Well, Phil...
You get off a plane, and you go to the baggage claim, and you get your bags, and you carry them to the limousine. You don't want to do that. You want to have the driver do it.
That's what he's been doing for 15 years.
Well, now maybe you have to do it yourself.
I'm on the phone. I am constantly, from the time I get off the plane until the time I get home, I am making calls.
Well, who are you calling?
It doesn't make any difference. I'm calling the restaurant. I'm calling my wife.
You're calling all those people and telling them what?
That I'm on my way. And I probably make anywhere from the time I get off of the airplane to the time that I get home, I probably make anywhere from 20 to 30 phone calls. Now, with the fact that the limo driver can't get out of the car and come and help me get the bags, what am I supposed to do? So, in other words,
you're supposed to carry your own bags, okay? And
I'm Ted Bell. And
look, Ted, I know you own a restaurant, and I know that you are a prominent businessman, okay?
Look, if America wants the stock market to rebound, business people have got to have their bags carried. Right now, we've got a stock market that is dangerously low. And you want to know why? Because I have to carry my own bags? Forget it. It's not going to happen.
I don't see where the stock market plays into it at all.
You don't know business. I'm Ted Bell. And as Ted Bell, I know...
You may own your own business. I don't know how that figures in, though. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Ted Bell, owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
I'll tell you something else, Phil. If you, in my business, if anybody even gets wind of the fact that your chef doesn't wash his hands coming back from the bathroom, that's another bad thing. And you come into the first-class lounge sweating, the first thing they think is, Ted Bell, the guy that works the cook at his restaurant, the chef at his restaurant, probably goes to the bathroom, shakes it off for about a minute, and doesn't wash his hands. That's what I'm dealing with.
The guys in the first-class lounge.
That is right.
1-800-449-8686. Nellie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
First time I hear your show, and I turn it on, and I hear this prick...
Excuse me?
Yes. I said
if you're a young lady, maybe you can use some language more becoming of a civilized person. This is America.
That's what they told me to say exactly the same way.
This is America.
That I told the guy.
This is America.
Okay. He's still a prick in America.
Let's keep the language.
He's more concerned about the fact that we are in a serious situation with terrorists, and who cares who he is?
I'm Ted Bell. Just because you don't own your own restaurant, just because you may not have the financial wherewithal to have a high-profile transport vehicle taken to the airport, doesn't mean that you don't understand my problems.
Yeah, poor guy. I really feel for him. How about the 6,500 people? I wonder if they would have felt the same way about him.
I'm very sorry about that, but if you want this country to rebound, you better start treating business better.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. John?
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Tell this guy to buy his own plane if he's so rich.
Oh, wait a second. What seems to be the problem?
If you got all this, if you're so busy and everything else, why don't you just get your own plane, fly out of San Bernardino, and you don't have to deal with all this
stuff.
What are you proposing? You're saying that only you?
I am saying those of us who have to take a high-profile transport vehicle to the airport be allowed to let our drivers carry our bags for us.
Now, go to a different airport.
How many people could that be? Okay? And what I'm saying is LAX needs to get in line. LAPD needs to get in line. I'm Ted Bell. I own a restaurant.
So what?
And I have other things to do. Hey, look at John. I don't have time to talk to you. Why don't you get back to jackhammering that sidewalk? And
you don't know that that's what he does.
Right.
All right, let's go over to Lori on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. You know, a lot of this comes off as elitism.
What?
A lot of it comes off as elitism. Lori, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to tell this Ted Bell, Mr. Nifty Ted Bell, that he needs to get off his high horse.
Yeah, Ted Bell.
Yeah, you need to get off your high horse, pal, and learn how to carry your own luggage.
Why don't you turn your radio down? Why don't you learn how to do that?
Why don't you learn how
to get
off
your freaking
cell phone?
Look at you doing what I'm telling you. You know what? You're a born waitress. You did exactly what I just asked you to do. I'd like you to work in my restaurant.
So now what are we doing? Are we making fun of the callers?
Why am I talking to people that don't understand what it is to be in business? That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, who is at LAX and apparently just found out that at Los Angeles Airport, you cannot let your limo driver carry your bags for you anymore, and there's no red cap or sky cap check-in, and it all is just a matter of him having to either have the, carry his own bags or not go to LAX. He doesn't like it. He's in business, and he thinks that he ought to be treated a little bit differently. Why is that? He's Ted Bell. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm on a telephone. That means that I take time away from the phone call.
If you're going to go to the carousel and get your own bags, that means you can't be on your phone call.
That is correct.
What phone calls are you making that are so important that you can't get your own bags?
Why do I have to explain business to you? I'm Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I know who you are. You own Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And this whole thing about if you go into the first class lounge and you're sweating...
Phil, that is an absolute reality for those of us who go into the first-class lounge, and I'm sweating after carrying my own bags, Tim Neaton carries those bags. Tim Neaton...
Tim Neaton's who? The driver?
He's the limo driver. But I'm supposed to sweat and go into a first-class lounge, and they're on me like wolves. They're on me, and they will eat every soft body tissue. And
what are these guys going to do, man? Hey, there's Ted Bell. He's sweating. I think I'll move in on the restaurant market.
You better believe it. Beverly Hills is a hot property and a hot territory for the steakhouse. No way, no way. So that, I guess, means I'm not flying. And if I don't fly, Ted's of Beverly Hills, let me tell you something, one of the top steakhouses on the West Coast. I don't fly, I don't make business contacts, we don't have Ted's of Beverly Hills. Of the long-standing steakhouses in Southern California, no Ted, no foil-wrapped baked potatoes. And
yeah, and no two forks next to the salad thing, right?
Yeah, you got it. And you're very rude.
Maybe I am rude. Maybe I'm asking some questions that I ought to ask. 1-800-449-8686. Christine, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. Ted Bell needs to get over himself and quit saying his name on the radio.
No, I happen to be Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Who cares, Ted of Beverly Hills? I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Well, you know any, are you in business?
I don't know,
do you know
who
anything
you
about?
Are, and I don't care.
You've never been to Ted's.
Get over yourself.
You've never been to Ted's.
No, and I certainly wouldn't go now.
In Los Angeles, people know who I am. And the last thing that I do is carry my own bags. Maybe you do. All I'm asking for is for the Los Angeles police
carrying my bags.
I doubt it. To allow
I'd be willing to in this situation.
Can you spell investment? I want my driver to carry my bags. Yeah, J-A-C-K-A-S-S. It's on all of the envelopes that come to your house.
Buddy, quit self-promoting.
Right.
I mean, this is all, does Phil get free steak when he comes to your restaurant?
Hey,
why are you still on the radio?
You're an investment banker. What does an investment banker do?
A lot more work than you do.
Go ahead, tell me, what does an investment banker do?
We do funding for people like you. Exactly.
Funding.
Mergers, acquisitions.
The other word for that, Phil, is embezzling.
That's fine. Look, nobody at LAX, no cop, no nothing is going to relax the security for you, okay?
I'm asking them to relax it simply for individuals who are in high-profile transport vehicles. Now, that's not for everybody.
High-profile transport vehicle, that's another word for what?
Town car, the limousine, the limo car.
Oh, a high-profile...
Look, if you don't ride in them and you want to pretend... Most people are jealous because they don't get to ride in a limousine. I do. And a guy gets my bags and everything. and it's...
Oh, man, I've ridden in limousines. It ain't all that, okay?
Do you have your own limousine? Let me tell you, one of the things that pisses people off is that I had two flags made, and they sit on the front fenders of the limousine, and they say Ted's of Beverly Hills on them.
So you pull in there like you're what, the president?
I have two flags that say Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm very proud of the restaurant.
Well, I don't think that's pissing the cops off, okay?
I think it does. And I think it's pissed off security at LAX.
1-800-449-8686. You pulling in there like the Sheikh of, Omar.
I'm the president of Ted's. And so the limousine is presidential. And in doing business, you've got to look... It reminds me of that old joke. If you're impotent, you got to walk impotent. Okay? The business of Ted Bell's...
Oh, forget it. Let me go over here to Paul. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Bell, I think you're a very arrogant young man or old man, whatever you claim to be.
I don't know.
There's a lot of people out here.
I need to get business done.
Hey, would you let someone else talk for a change?
Well, nobody's been saying anything.
If you shut your mouth long enough, maybe somebody would say something.
Well, so far, nobody said a thing.
You know, everybody has to give a little bit, you know. You can't have everything your way all the time.
I'm Ted Bell. I employ I don't know how many people. I pay a payroll tax. I pay taxes on my business. I'm contributing a lot.
Hey, let me tell you, without people like me, you wouldn't have no business.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a limo driver? Because you sound like you're some kind of a pissed-off limo driver.
No, sir, I'm not a limo driver. I happen to be in the professional community.
That's professional work, limo driving. Are you upset?
I have a skill. I have a little bit more.
Well, look at if what you're saying.
Have you ever seen George Bush take his own bags out of the trunk of a car? No, you haven't.
No.
And you've never.
No, I sure haven't.
No, you haven't. So why am I supposed to do it?
Does he go through the same terminal you do on the airplane? Get to the airplane?
He goes through a terminal. First of all, he has bags. I'm just asking about the bags. Have you ever seen George Bush take his own bags out of the trunk of the limousine and carry them to Air Force One?
No.
Then why should I?
You're not the president of the United States.
I'm the president of Beverly Hills.
You know, you don't deserve any special treatment no more than anybody else does.
I'm the president of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
So?
Okay,
I'm the king of my castle. Big deal.
Do you have a limo?
Don't need one. I'm able and smart enough to drive my own vehicle, and I'm strong enough to carry my own bag.
And you're telling me that you don't have any cell phone calls to make?
Oh, 10 or 12 a day.
All right, well, I make a lot more. I make between 10 or 12 in 10 minutes.
Well,
so I need to be able to get somebody else to get my... I can't carry bags.
Okay, 10 or 12 in 10 minutes.
That's
short-minded,
right.
Short-minded, so short conversations, correct?
No, sir. What I have to do is contact a number of people while I'm waiting for those bags to come down to carousel. I need to be sitting in the limousine in the air conditioning while Tim Neaton is getting the bags.
Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself.
Do you have a headset? Would solve about half your problems.
I'm not going to stand there using a headset. I'd look like some kind of a guy that works the McDonald's drive-thru. You want to look that way, that's fine. I sit in the limo, and
Would you listen to yourself? I got to sit in the limo. I got to have air conditioning while Tim Neaton gets the bags. And
I'm Ted Bell, if you don't get that.
We got that you're Ted Bell. Got it. I got it in spades, man. I'm Ted Bell, and if you don't get that, I'm Ted Bell.
So in other words, you came up with two forks.
You're the guy that invented having two forks instead of one at a dinner setting, okay, in the restaurant. And you're the guy that invented the tinfoil-wrapped baked potato. It doesn't mean that you get to go around security at LAX and have Tim Neaton carry your bags because you need to be sitting in the air conditioning.
And I'm supposed to walk into the first-class lounge sweating so the rest of the businessmen in there can be on me.
Yeah, disembowel you like hyenas. That's exactly right. Wes, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, my name's Wes. I'm 25 years old. I own my own business. I'm a landscape contractor. I was listening to your show.
Do you own a limo?
Do what now?
Do you own a limo?
No, I don't own a limo. But I'd like to ask Mr. Bell.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever checked your ancestry? I mean, is there anyone in your family that ever really had to work? Or have you just been given everything on the silver platter?
That's how we got the money that's a stupid question. Obviously, somebody worked to earn the money that we have right now.
Okay,
For whoever did that backbreaking work, you're
just pretty much slapping them in the face.
Was it your grandfather?
No.
Was it your great-grandfather?
It was back in the when they first came to L.A. in the 1890s.
So everybody in the last century in your family didn't work?
Pretty much, yeah. But the LAPD... and it,
No, I just want to know... And
oh,
speaking of
boo,
the,
boo.
What? Oh, so in other words, because I have money, you're mad at me. You know, you hate
hey,
me because
hey,
I'm
buddy,
successful.
Hey, buddy, I make about $125,000 a year. I'm 25 years old. I'm pretty satisfied right
$125,000 a year? That's...
That's pretty damn good money for 25. And I want to ask you a question. How's the LAPD supposed to know it's you pulling up, you, Ted Bell?
I've got a license plate on the front that says, I'm Ted Bell. This is my limo. I have, yeah, well, I'm sorry, Wes, that you don't have the same thing. I'm sorry that you don't get to have that.
All right, Wes, thank you for your call. Let's go over to Karen. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Karen.
Hi, I'd like to say to this man to compare himself to the president loading his luggage. If he had his own plane, he wouldn't be concerned with this. Second off,
that doesn't make any
we
difference. Somebody carries his luggage. Somebody carries his luggage.
Center, everyone else will be sweating right alongside of him.
Not in the first class lounge,
And third off, I hope you keep speaking and everyone will know not to attend your restaurant anymore because you're an arrogant ass.
Madam, if you were a man, I'd slap you.
Now watch it.
I would. She called me an ASS.
If I were a man, I'd already have knocked the hell out of you, and you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Okay, that's it. You're 86 from Ted's of Beverly Hills. No baked
honey,
potato.
I wouldn't attend your restaurant.
And no baked potato with tin foil on it.
And I've been to every fine restaurant around the world. I would never attend.